The Sentai Review, episode 149, Space Sheriff Trilogy. And we're back. For now. And, yeah, we got most of the crew this time around.
I'm sleepy.
You're hungry, sleepy.
Yeah.
You're full sleepy.
Yeah. I had two whole slices of pizza, and then Jeremy's breakfast, and then two snack cakes, and I'm still fucking king fat of the group because of it. So I need a nap now, so let's do this.
But, Space Sheriff Trilogy is when we're going to start dipping into Metal Heroes, which later becomes Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, at least it keeps us away from the Robos, because those have all suck major... Well, they haven't sucked dick, because usually that's a good thing.
I despise the fucking Beetleborgs. That show was awful. It was awful in a tremendously awful way.
Tremendously awful?
I don't know. I'll have to rewatch some of it.
Just wait till you rewatch it and you see the stupid purple ghost of
Jay Leno
and the Jay Leno haunted Elvis. House. And the Oh, my God. So dumb.
I think the only reason why it is I enjoyed it is because we were dumb kids watching, like, Turbo at the time.
We were. See, that's the thing about being dumb kids, is you can watch dumb, dead Jay Leno. Now that
we're all... But then as an adult, yeah, then we go back and we watch what Scotty and I had to do the last couple of days.
Right.
Which is getting back into the
So bad.
Yeah. Of course, at the same time, I don't think it would have been as bad if it wasn't for the fact that Master Eye off of YouTube... is literally still VHS copied over to fucking DVD.
I don't think that Crystal Clarity would not have saved you guys.
I think the only time that there was
it would have made it slightly better, but
is that there was like a few of like the first couple episodes made on DVD, but I think that was over in the UK, but that's about it.
Right, but I mean that's what I mean. Like, there's a few of them that are decent quality, so you can actually. You know, watch the show as opposed to, like, sit and listen to it.
Watch.
So,
yeah, that's
yeah.
what we'll call it. Watch the show. That show
At least
is...
Beetleborgs is on goddamn Netflix, so if it comes down to it, I can at least watch the damn show.
My God, it's awful.
This is turn on my phone and once again sit around and play. Like, literally, I started it last night and ended up playing, like, Metroid Fusion and beat it. So I played original Mario Brothers and beat it, and then Mario Land and beat it, and then I was like, fuck this, I need an actual long game. So I turned on Mario and the Rabbids game again and played it for a little bit, and then was like, alright, I'm bored with this. Oh hey, it's 9, sweet, I can go to bed.
So around the living room.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, let's check here to make sure this is going. It's going. Switching mices, whatever.
Mason in the food and in the woods and isn't them.
Okay.
Moosin'.
So, to start off the space...
After watching the last episodes, I don't mean to cut you off, but after you did that last time, that was all that was going through my head was, Brian, you're an idiot. Or no, Brian, you're an imbecile. Imbecilin.
Wow. Start off the Space Sheriff Trilogy, a.k.a. the Metal Heroes, 1982 to 1983, Ichu,
Kenji, Gavin.
It's on.
Or at least I think it's supposed to be Gavin. And no, not that Gavin. Because I know Future Scott already went ahead and did a Rooster Teeth joke.
I don't have any of those.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
I only know of those because of a guy who quit recently.
Okay. Space Sheriff Gavin Risu... Whoa. That's a heck of a name.
Retsu Ichuju.
Ichuju?
Ah, fuck it, whatever. It hit the button. It's like 30 pictures. Let's go.
Yeah.
And we got to do the open with Microsoft Paint.
Paint.
Of course. That's what you were hovering over was Paint. I was like, wait, why are you opening it in Paint? The only time you should use that is if you're going to do some Ringo Starr artwork.
I'm using Paint because...
Yep.
Slightly reminiscent of Bioman.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you
but
don't mean
really,
ROM?
No, Bioman.
Okay.
Like, we've reviewed the Bioman. They look something like this, only they were in the spandex and their helmets were quite similar, and they all had the lightsabers.
Yep.
Which wasn't actually lightsabers, it was one picture, it was misleading.
Yep.
But you could also refer him into, I'd say, really cheap early Battlestar Galactica.
Yep, the early Cylons.
1950s era robots also would definitely fit him.
Plus, at the same time, if memory serves, I think they had one of these guys hanging out with, which one was the group? The one with the fucking, the paintball vests and the little, like, fucking bunny rabbit go-kart. The, damn it, the one that they're doing now for the next Power Rangers here in America.
Oh, the Go?
Yeah, Go Busters, that's what it was, yeah. They had one of these dudes hanging out with them, if memory serves. Because everybody freaked out on us, they were like... We're like, why is that robot guy there? And they were like, because that's a metal hero. It's like, okay, sorry, we don't know anything. We tell you multiple times up front, we don't know shit.
It's about time for you to know everything.
Next.
No, it ain't. You know I don't know nothing.
Denzipa!
Yep. Gray variant.
Next.
Yeah, it is. He literally is the white-gray variant of Danzeba.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what I'm even talking about. Future Scott knows what I'm talking about.
No, Future Scott might, because we've made reference to him a couple times.
I don't think he knows who Danzeba is.
That's true.
Knowing me, once I type it in, I'll probably get something completely
opposite.
Because
the last couple times we mentioned him, he hasn't shown up when the editing happened.
Yep.
Ooh.
Because the video game Evil Zone on the PS1.
Yep, that's even the sword. This is exactly where Danzeba came from.
Yep. Because he's appeared, when we've made mention of him, like, once or twice, he's appeared once or twice, but that's about it.
Yep. He's so ridiculously spot on. Like, when I was growing up, I assumed that he was based on Power Rangers. But it's very, very, very obvious he was a metal hero.
Yep.
Next.
Which technically all falls into the same category, so...
Right.
This looks more like a toy.
It probably is, with the way that it, like, as stiff as it is. In fact,
that's not alive.
Zoom in on the shoulder.
That's not alive.
Yeah. Yeah. You could, well, no, actually.
No, that's not alive.
Either that or it's a...
That might be the suit sitting on a dummy for, like,
a mannequin
or
something.
If nothing else, it's way too static. That's not alive.
Yeah.
Next.
That's a toy.
Clothesline.
Toy is kind of good. I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
Not even kind of. I'm pretty sure if I had that as a toy as a kid, I would probably still be playing with that toy today.
I think he would have fought my RoboCop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of true.
I think I could see that. If I'd have been growing up and they'd have given me this toy and I didn't know what it was, he'd have been a bad guy for my RoboCop to fight.
Next.
Shiny.
Wait. No.
Wait, one second.
It's Funaki. SmackDown's number one announcer.
SmackDown number one.
That's a wrestling joke. Only three people will get that.
That's if three.
And me and Scott make up two of them, and Shane makes up the third.
It's awesome. Next. Huh. That's an interesting...
That's not the word I would use. No, definitely not. No.
The weapon is interesting. The guy...
This fight scene looks awful. This fight scene looks awful. I get it, it's a still picture, but, like, this makes me worry that the fight scenes are very stiff.
Well, it is 80s, so It could be stuff.
It doesn't matter if it's 80s. Bruce Lee was 70s and 60s. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and even before him, there was some kind of work being done that wasn't, like, that looks really stiff.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me wonder how he moves. Like, I almost should have watched at least one clip to get an idea, but I don't like to do that before we come in here because it taints the way that
I don't think it would be as bad as, like, C-3PO's outfit, but maybe close.
Oh, man, if that... No, see, I could see that he could move. I could see it in his arms and everything. But just because he's capable of moving as a person doesn't mean as a person he moves.
Right.
That looks very stiff. Like, that could be taken out of context, but the way that that looks, the way he's standing, incredibly rigid, and, like, it just... Look, in a tokusatsu show, for me, with this kind of material, they need to be martial artists. And yep. If this guy's a really stiff robot-y dude, I'm probably not going to like him.
Next.
Oh, he's got his android wife, or whatever that is.
My hot Asian wife! Should have known that joke was coming.
I'll insert the Kamen Rider mom.
To be fair,
not even the Kamen Rider
hot.
Mom. Once again, you're gonna have to dip into the fucking Team Four Star pool.
That was very funny. That was very funny. That worked well.
Next.
Let's move on.
Oh
my god!
What the?
My ride becomes a boat. Fucking what?
You are going to have a really tough time selling this to me. just going to put that out there. Wow. That is awful. I don't care what year it was, people. And I don't care what you're going to tell me it does. And I don't care if it flies or turns into a boat.
It probably does all of them because he's sitting on like a Yamaha bike. With a fucking sidecar that's decked out to look like it's a future space mobile.
Right.
That can fly and swim and drive and rub his balls and make him pancakes.
Yeah, that is rough. That is awful looking.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Next.
Oh, that did not help.
No.
Nothing about this is cool. This thing is dumb.
Next.
Oh, that's more dumb. Oh my god. Is that his cool motorcycle? Is that what I'm supposed to be getting from this?
Apparently.
Is it like a Ninja Turtles thing? Does it shoot pizzas? Like, what am I looking at here?
Next. Oh.
Okay, that'll give you his kind of cool.
All right, that's kind of cool.
That's something you can take into battle.
He's got his big truck of doom that he fucking rides on top of.
Truck of doom, shit, he's got the tank treads on it.
Yeah,
if that's a truck, it was made by Caterpillar, so it's going to fall apart.
Oh my god, he's
so
such
it can't be.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
I got to do it for you guys.
Next.
Okay, that's cool.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. It's hardcore fan art.
Oh, shit.
But it's really cool.
Drill truck at the bottom.
Yep.
Been power drilled before.
And see that motorcycle? It's still dumb.
Yep.
Didn't help.
But I still want to know
what's dumb.
I still want to know what's going on with the fucking spaceship and Serpentera.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself.
And Space Frieza back here?
Yep, there's Space
not
Frieza.
Not even Space Frieza.
But if you're looking at
the
it,
the chicken
is...
with the titties followed by, like, the Dracula cover art from, like, the fucking Castlevania game underneath the chicken titties.
Duck tits? Ooh.
No.
No, chicken titties, okay. Which is funny because that's what we always used to... My friend Craig in high school, he always wanted to be a chef. So he'd come over to my house and cook. And anytime he would cook, my mom would always have, like, chicken breasts in the freezer for, you know, just random quick throw-together meals. So they'd pretend like they're on the Food Network making a cooking show, but it was like an R-rated cooking show. So it'd be like, first what you gotta do is you gotta take these here chicken titties, right? And then you gotta cook them up real good, right?
So, yeah, those are legit chicken titties, and although comes, technically she's a harpy.
This comes
still.
Back to what I was talking about last time. If you look up at that space Frieza, you'll see exactly what I mean by the way influences happen. That right there is very much, you could mistake that. If you saw nothing but that face, you could easily mistake that for something out of Dragon Ball Z or something out of Ultraman.
Yep.
Next.
That guy.
He looks like fucking Jimmy Snuka's cousin. Like, am I the only one that's like fucking Superfly Jimmy Snuka, give him a jacket, and it's my cousin.
Retsu Gavin. Next. Breaker Breaker 120.
Yeah, it was the 70s. Leave him alone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to leave it be.
Yep. Because, believe it or not, as ridiculous as it is for us today, CB radios were a big thing.
Yep. Yeah.
They were big and they were awesome and people had them because they were cool. And now if you have one...
A.K.A. throwing Smokey and the Bandit.
I was about to say, technically speaking, there are a lot of people who still use CBs and shit.
Mostly truckers.
But, well, no, not even just truckers. I
but
mean,
not
like,
because
legit,
they're not
because
they're fun and cool.
Yeah. It's a legit, like, passion. Like, the same people that have CBs are the same people that go out and get, like, old Apple I computers and tinker with them. Hmm. Like, they're into old school tech. Like, everything, like, low high-tech type of shit. Like, not even Windows 95 would be too high-tech. Let me put it to you that way.
Next.
What the fuck am I wearing?
Can we move on from Space Elvis? Can we just do that, please?
Next.
Oh. Wait. No, I don't think it is. Okay, never mind.
Why? What'd you think?
You're thinking it's the guy who played the first
Mask
Rider?
No, there was the way that the gloves looked and the jacket, he looked like a dude out of one of the fighter games that we used to play all the time. But I'm almost certain that can't be a reference.
He's reminding me, I can't remember if the, is it Go-Go 13?
What, that assassin guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's who it is.
He's reminding me of that.
I don't know, either way, it was definitely a style of the time.
Oh.
That guy.
No.
Moving on.
Yeah. Next.
Are you getting older in each image? Is that something that's happening here?
This must have been like a more,
I'm assuming as much,
a more recent image with the actor returning or something.
Yeah, it was probably one of those things where they had like a big crossover event type of thing where like the old dudes come back to play the role.
I hope so, because otherwise I'm confused at what is happening.
Next.
Yay, the logo.
Logo. Guy. Sue.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Next. Okay.
Yay, we're done. It's not terrible. I mean, it's not great, but I mean, it's definitely not terrible.
We've seen a lot worse.
Yeah. We've seen a lot worse. We've also seen a lot lot better. So.
Seen a lot worse recently.
Yeah, no shit. I'm at about a 3.2. He's not, like I say, he's not terrible, but he's not that great.
Yeah,
he's around average.
That's fine. Let's set the standard. Give him a 3.
I'll go 3.3.
Okay, let me divide by the...
Hopefully he's not the best one.
Yeah, no joke. 1.17 moving on.
Okay, Gavin Type G, Genki Jen... Whatever.
Jumanji?
Yeah.
Not even Jumanji, but like Jumanji? I don't know.
Jumanji.
That just got a new movie.
Yeah,
I haven't
I know.
Seen it yet.
I saw the Everything Wrong With.
Okay, so we've gone downhill real fast.
Next.
Swear to God, every time we do that, I start feeling more and more like Guru. Just
still not
next.
Impressed.
Next.
Still not impressed.
This is not important.
Next.
I guess explosions are cool.
Boom.
Does he have the PlayStation buttons in the middle of his chest?
I don't know. I can't tell. Because
I
too
see
stupid.
Like a circle and a triangle. And...
Next.
What?
Check out my action figure collection.
Oh, shit.
Something like that.
What did you see? Nothing, sir. I didn't see you playing with your toys again, sir. Good.
Next. Alien armor.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's getting better. It's getting better. I like that. If his eyes glow and everything, that's pretty sweet.
Of course, that's probably mid-transformation, so that's probably why it looks so cool.
Maybe it's like right before a special move or something. He does like this, and his eyes glow, and then he gets his sword or something.
Yeah.
Next.
Meh.
He's okay. The toys are not going to suffer for this show, I'm noticing. Like, this show seems like toys are going to be an easy merchandisable thing where some of those robot toys are, to put it lightly, not.
Right.
Next. Okay, he's
not as cool as the other guy.
Why does that dude look like Jet Li's son? Like, am I the only one seeing that? I could definitely see it in the face. He looks like he'd be like a really young Jet Li before he gets like an actual movie role.
Next. Okay.
So yeah, I'm thinking it might just be that image.
Yeah, that image is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, like somebody literally... Yeah, I can even see the lines where they cropped it shittily in fucking Photoshop. So yeah, he might have been standing out in the middle of a desert.
That doesn't do him any help either. It didn't really... Not till like the third image where he really started... Like there you can kind of see what's going on with him.
Yeah.
He's about the same. He's about the same standard. I like that glowing eyes, but I'm not going to say that it's very often... It's definitely one of those things they probably shoot it once and show it to you 1,000 times.
If I had to guess, I'd guess maybe this was some guy who showed up to be bad at first and then good.
No, I don't think he is. Because from what I understand, a lot of this with the Metal Heroes actually deals with them actually being cops. They're actually a form of law enforcement agency. So that's the reason they're called sheriff and stuff like that. And I think Metal Heroes in general are not like vigilante heroes where some wizard in a jar gave them special powers. It's literally like some government issued the technology
like,
that they
like
use.
Like SPD.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be that.
Or like some of like the original Power Rangers shit. Well, technically the original Super Sentai shit.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, no, I'm from this country.
Like
oh,
the Go Rangers, were a division of the military.
Yeah,
they were enforced and they were enforced. They were part of an enforcement branch of the government, and so were Zeo.
And they were put inside of a cybernetic military suits made of cloth and spandex
and denim.
And denim,
three
denim,
with some
denim,
tape.
Denim. Anyway.
Yeah, I think he fits the stand. I don't think he's as cool as the other guy.
Wait. I just remembered something.
What?
What was the score that you said the other guy had?
What, the first one?
Yeah.
I gave him a 3.2. So altogether, oh, you mean the overall. 3.17.
Okay, because for some reason I only heard one something.
Three
wow.
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go three again. These guys are, man, I hope some stuff surprises me and moves past standard, but
yeah.
let's say, this is, of course, incredibly speculative, and I know I'm wrong before I even say it. Let's say they never got any better. At least they'd never get...
So, like, they have Ultraman complex, where everything is literally the exact fucking same.
Yeah, even if that was the truth, at least they'd never get as bad as some of the stuff we've seen.
Right. In which case, I'm in agreement, so this dude's a three.
He's a three.
So he's only a slight step down from the last one. But again, I think that's just the one fucking photo. So
now we got some co-op pictures. Woo.
From, of course, if we did
some
of the old
shit. Are they split screen?
I don't know, but they're from the Gavin show. So
it's not couch co-op. I've got to get on my network. No, it's split screen.
Yeah.
Sweet, so I can play this on my couch with a friend.
Yep. Okay.
I'm old guy.
Fair enough.
I'm controller one.
Okay, so then, yeah, because that would make a little bit of sense then. Then that means, yeah, the second form is the younger kid.
Yep.
Whereas the first one was the older dude, so it's more like a passing of the torch type of thing, which explains why they only changed it ever so slightly.
I don't even know if it's a... I bet you... I haven't seen it, of course, but I wonder if it's even a passing of the torch. I wonder if these guys are in the same show, and it's like he's the older, wiser, and he's the younger, heavier gun. Because they do that with shows. They put the older guy who's wise, he knows what's going on, he's tough, he doesn't take bullshit. Then there's the younger guy that flies off the handle, that's a little quicker to mistakes and a little hot-headed maybe. I don't know anything about the show, to be fair.
Next.
But I'm seeing them both right here. I mean, so maybe they work together.
Both forms, yeah. Next.
The older guy explosions. Does horse stance.
They're not bad. They're really not.
Next.
Oh.
Oh, well, there's the SPD guys,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah, the younger guy visiting the Sentai SPD guys, so.
Yep.
Which, if I'm right, and I remember right, that these guys, from what I've heard about Metal Heroes, and I'm the farthest thing from an expert you can get. In fact, I just today learned that Metal Heroes is Danzeba. So, if I'm looking at it right, I'm pretty sure that they are some sort of police organization, and that would make sense for them to cross over with another government-esque organization.
Right. Considering the fact that SPD Red and the younger dude, literally when the Q-Rangers did their fucking crossover into the universe where SPD is, and they've stopped all crime and killed all the villains, you know, literally both of them ended up teaming up with fucking, Lucky. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, again, they were like, we're cops, and they were like, the fuck
yeah,
is a
cop? Yeah, and the guys in Cute Angel, so, they don't know what the hell a cop even is. That's a foreign term to them.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if these space sheriffs are the ones who establish the law and order style that became the SPD.
No clue. Mm. But if this is all somehow interconnected, maybe they also have something to do with the Blue Centurion technology.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's kind of true.
Next.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that one the Go Busters?
Yeah, that's the Go
and
Buster.
The blue bike, I don't know why, the blue bike is more acceptable than the red bike. Still kind of dumb, but more acceptable than that red bike.
Yep.
Next.
That's awful looking. I almost wish you hadn't showed me that, because that artwork made the dragon look like he was, I don't know, a dragon. And that, Barney the Zord can go back now.
Next.
Yes!
You mentioned it earlier.
Yes, see, I told you. I told you.
But
it's
the newer.
But it's the newer, yeah. It's the what was it?
And
like
that's exactly, see, and right there is why that would be different. I would have this guy be the bad guy that kills the crappy RoboCop, so they make the new RoboCop, which is the old RoboCop, and then that's the way I would play my game.
Fair enough.
Next. Okay.
Okay, all done.
All right, that's it for the Gavin series.
New RoboCop is sad RoboCop.
Next next up is Shavian? Shavian?
Sharvin, maybe?
From 19...
No, Shane's not here to butcher names.
1983 to 1984...
Okay.
Den
Ego
and Kai Hiru.
No, HYU, I do believe it's just... Oh, Hyuga. That would explain it. It wasn't the full title. Wasn't all the way across.
Okay,
so yeah, again, it's more of the same.
Red?
Eh. It's not terrible. That just means now it's the red variant of Danzeba. And Bill's on his phone looking up how to say the name. Because he knows the fans are going to destroy us. Be like, how do you not know how to say stuff? Because again, we got that good public school education.
Public education.
Yeah. I didn't learn my multiplication tables till fourth grade.
I was specifically looking up Uchu. because I thought maybe for a second it was like kind of like how there's like Dragon Ball Z Shao or whatever.
Right.
I thought maybe it was Ushu, because sometimes CH will do that,
right,
depending on what language you're speaking. But
right,
as far as I could tell, it's like Uchu.
Yeah.
Or Achu.
Yeah, because it's the exact same thing with...
See it?
Yeah. Uchu Sentai Kyurei,
yeah,
was... Because it's Space Globe or whatever.
I just wanted to be sure, because for some reason it was ticking in my mind that it might be... Oh, I just turned around.
That's why we were waiting. Remind you of your shitty Red Ranger action figure? Because I remember I had one like that was shiny.
Well, let's see the next picture. Let's see the next Rocky picture.
Eh.
Less shiny is better right now.
And another sword carries
other than
over.
Other than a shiny metal dick for Shane.
Look
and
at the mouth
the
area.
Face, yeah, I was about to say, the face is the only
thing.
Yeah,
what's up with the weird
laugh.
Cartoon happy mouth?
They were reading Nintendo Power, and they decided to follow along with the Castlevania artwork.
Next.
He looks like he's laughing all the time.
Yeah.
Please.
As long as he's not doing the Titus laugh. Next.
I've never heard Titus irritate me. Oh, you mean... Oh, I knew you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the comedian. The,
oh.
Yeah.
Titus, I was gonna say, he doesn't bother me.
Yeah, a little... What's under and stuff.
It's kind of cool, but so is this guy a robot? Is he not a person?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Because they're saying...
The everything,
yeah, because they're showing me, like, robotness.
Unless, of course, he's like a Kamen Rider, where he's not supposed to be human anymore.
He could be a robot, because when you play Evil Zone and you get to the mirror match, you figure out that there's a training dummy who is the blue version of Danzeba, and when you fight him and you break off part of his helmet, you figure out he's a robot underneath, because he's just a training thing for Danzeba to get better as what he is.
Yep.
So maybe this guy is a robot, since I'm pretty sure Danzeba is a metal hero.
Yep.
Next.
Why is the chick from fucking Venture Brothers here fighting alongside an orc?
I don't know. Maybe the Monarch Center.
Current Scott. Next.
Next.
No.
He's got
you know
a
what
hot
that
Asian
is?
Wife too.
That's why he's got a smile.
Yeah.
My hot Asian wife.
And he's kind of toasty down below, too.
Yeah.
Well, that happens from time to time.
Next.
But at least he didn't try to become
that
a bull.
That guy. Oh. Is he the guy? Wow. That guy.
Oh my God! He did the face, like the way that the mouth is right now. It reminds me of comedian Hugh Fink.
Can we please move on from Asian Hansen?
Yeah.
Next. Okay.
Yeah. Literally, it looked like Hugh Fink when he's doing his baseball joke.
Mm. So what
for
do we
anybody
give?
Who knows good comedy and knows that routine.
So what do we give that?
Oh yeah, right. We got to rate that.
I didn't care much. This is a 2. I mean, it still fits the basics, maybe a 2.48. I don't like the weird happy mouth, and the red, for some reason, is incredibly clashing in the design they chose, and just, it's not for me.
No, what do you got, Scott?
2.2.
Oh, not what I was thinking. Okay. Damn, I was figuring you're going to say 2.5, so I can just say 2.6 in basic math like a motherfucker, but... shit, I could still basic math. This man is a 2.3, which makes him a 2.3. Boom, I win. Moving on. $1,000 signing bonus on The Price is Right. Let's go.
All right, that was it from that show. And next up is Shader.
I believe that's Shider.
Shider?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then pull out the full title, so slide over to where it's... No, literally.
Oh, that part.
Yeah, slide that way the fuck. There you go.
Daisuana? Sumana?
I believe that's Daisuanamaru and Shu Kasama, Karasuma.
Okay. Alright. Nope. Select. Over.
Or Karasuma. Because there's no R.
Okay. I'm doing other
oh!
Things. Oh. Well, Bill's done.
Bill.
Bill need a drink.
Bill.
Bill need a drink.
Early concept for Blue Centurion.
Drink.
It looks like they did take old school RoboCop and, like, the first dude and, like, mash them together in, like, a shitty way.
So I've been playing Star Trek a lot.
Next.
Well, his legs do look like the buttons on a Star Trek console.
And I bought one of those Chitai, the cat people.
Uh-huh.
Because they're pretty cool. They get, like, moves like pounce and stuff.
Next.
And I got a new ship.
He's literally looking at me. You're like, look at the TV. So anyway, Star Trek.
Next.
Sorry, that's what you're giving this dude. Hey, Bill, look at the bike.
So I'm also playing the Switch a lot lately. Just saying. It's been pretty fun.
Shit. Next.
Whew. I love his Lego cannons.
So they released Marvel versus the Marvel Super Heroes Lego on the Switch.
Next.
Just saying, this guy really sucks.
Die.
Oh, look at the guy, too. The guy didn't even help it.
If you take the fucking headset off and gave him a helmet, he would literally be a live-action speed racer.
Oh, that helped him.
Like, I'm not trying to help this man. I already know what this man's score is for me.
Next. Go, Speed Racer. No. Go. Next. Next. Done.
Oh, good. That man got ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
Oh, look, 1.88. Moving on.
Actually, a co-op picture.
One more. Let's do it.
Let's see if this one's ass, too.
It's
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Douchebag? What the fuck?
So, it's all I'm three noticing of the sheriffs. That the silver is an infinitely better design choice for these things so far than any color. Any color. Yeah. Red, just no, and blue, oh my god, no. And he's cool. Yeah. And also it bothers me that I've been talking about Danzebar and his color suits are the gray, white, red, and blue.
Yep.
So that's what they got right there. Look at him. That's, yeah. Sadly, that's Danzebar's costumes, which means that he must have literally been designed for this, to as a stand-in. Because what Evil Zone is, for anybody that doesn't know, gives me a chance to kind of talk about while he goes to the next thing. Evil Zone is a game that caters to the anime fan base and things of this nature. Every one of those fan bases. Every when you play the game, each character is a representation of something different. This guy, Danzebar, seems to be the reference to metal heroes, specifically in this genre, this era.
The Space Sheriff trilogy.
Yes. Yeah. And then you have a guy named Midoriya, She's a chick that's like Dragon Ball Z. She shoots Kamehameha and has a destructo beam and can do the four arms attack and things of that nature. Then you have this little kid that's a wizard that has like these gloves and he shoots fire and things like that. So it all fits different criteria of anime. One girl is like a bounty hunter and she's got like a living armor that wraps around her and does crazy stuff. And yep. Another dude's got the big old giant man sword and he shoots missiles out of his backpack and he's ridiculously broken, and it all caters to those concepts that we, in terms of this fandom, enjoy.
Yep.
And I never knew what Danzeba was pulled from. It must have specifically been pulled from this.
Yep.
But yeah, that more or less covers the Space Sheriff trilogy that went from 1982 to 1985.
Well, so we just covered the whole thing.
Just the first three of them. So.
Well, right, but the Space Trilogy, we just covered that. I didn't realize we kicked through it that fast.
Well, we're only at about 40 minutes, so.
Oh, I guess it wasn't that fast. Yeah. Okay.
Compared to some of the other episodes where we get more in-depth, like the DVD reviews that usually take 2 hours, or the robots that take an hour and a half because there's too goddamn many of them, even when Scott only gets like 3 photos of each.
Yes, because I changed my arm.
And forms within forms within forms.
So dumb. So that's that.
Now I gotta find.
Now he's gotta find the thing. So yeah. So we can always talk other bullshit.
Or
like,
just
you know when.
Or just hit the stop now.
Well, why? I was gonna tell that time the story about that time.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast?
We just remembered something.
Aside from the noises being made upstairs and stuff.
Well, yes, aside from that, but that's not a problem.
This was episode 149.
We didn't have anything planned for 150, which is usually like the big, hey, it's been 50 episodes, it's time for you guys. And considering the fact that the next major thing we have going on is Bill's wedding here in like, 8 days?
It's Sunday.
Literally, it's next Sunday, so yeah. Because this, technically, for those of you who don't pay attention, this is Memorial Day weekend. So, yeah, so literally next Sunday's Bill's wedding. So, while all of us are going to be busy doing shit, which, by the way, this is something I'm going to throw in here now. Because we were having the argument in the group chat, I'll let you guys do it. Some of you guys have been referring to us as the Knights, and we made the joke. Okay, so what do we refer to you guys as?
I found it out.
Did you?
Yes, I was talking with a couple of people. It's been a while, but I've been running a little bit of a census around with the community, talking with different people and asking what they think.
Was I right? And it's the squires?
No.
Because knights have squires.
We actually did come up with something that works pretty well, and that's the idea of if they refer to us as the knights, and we are Fandom Knight, we're the knights, we're at the table, everybody else in the fandom is the knighted.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah, I'll go with that one. Because like I said, I was more making like a D&D Old English type of joke with them being like squires and that. But that'll work.
We were thinking about saying, and if you like what you've seen, don't forget, hit subscribe to become one of the knighted. Or, you know, join the Facebook community and become one of the knighted. And the more we talked about it, the more it sounded right.
Fair enough,
to kind of give the fan base a name.
Okay. But either way, for those of you who actually have Facebook and have joined the group page and shit, Bill's going to go ahead and do it. He's actually, I think it should already be up by now, because obviously this is going to come out on Wednesday and we record on Saturday.
Right.
So it'll probably be up by now, but there's going to be a pinned, like...
A pinned post.
Post, yeah.
For the Sentai, it's the Sentai Review group page. If you're already on the Fandom Night page, articles and whatnot will often come over from the Sentai page or whatever. But
yeah, we usually share between the two.
Exactly.
Stuff like this. So,
this is going to go specifically onto that page, and it's going to be, what is episode 150? That's all it's going to say. What is episode 150? This is your chance to tell us what you want us to talk about.
And we do know one possibility that will probably come up, and that will be the whole Hasbro thing. So.
Right.
And I will try to honestly study into that to have legitimate information.
There's only one thing that we do leave off the table, and that's because it has been like a running joke, but it's something we will not be doing, which is...
The Pounding Rangers.
Yeah, the review of, like, the Wood Rocket porno parody. We made that as a joke just to fuck with Shane and then fuck with Jeremy, too, because he was like, I ain't sitting around in a room with you idiots watching porn. It's like, why?
Because if we did, we'd open up some more floodgates.
At some point.
Well, there's that.
At some point, we're going.
He was more meaning it as in, I'm not sitting in the same room as you watching the same porno type of thing.
At some point, we're going to talk about it, though. Yeah. It will happen.
It kind of has to, unfortunately.
It will eventually. We will.
Because we will have to talk about how this. Because, look, guys, we're talking about tokusatsu. No, but we're talking about tokusatsu stuff. And strangely enough, this is true for all fan bases. All fan bases develop an X-rated side crew. All of them.
AKA
all of them.
Porn parody.
It doesn't matter what it is. It really doesn't.
It's not even parody.
Yeah.
Well, these Pounding Rangers are, but...
Well, yeah, that one is, but technically
in Japan, there probably is a lot of...
Well, some of it's parody, but what I'm talking about is the fan culture to stuff. And yes, parody falls into things like Pokemon and things like that. Yes,
right.
There's plenty of it. You can go look
but
at it.
There's a legit MMA type of thing that's referred to as Battle Bang, where literally the loser gets the quote ugly chick.
There's weird things like that, and there's entire genres that fans fall into X categories, and this happens with like every genre, and tokusatsu has a large one that covers into hentais and live things and comic books, and it's ridiculous. So at some point, we're going to talk about the X side.
You just think that tentacle monsters were there just because Japan is weird? And
there's a specific reason those were created.
There's a reason for those.
There is a real reason those were created. I'm not going to go into it right here.
Well,
I do know. I do honestly know why those exist, but I'm not going to go into it.
No, I feel you on that one, but
But, yeah, it's going to say, what is episode 50? This is your chance to tell us what you think we should talk about, and not what you think we should do. Right now, we're looking for topics and ideas, but keep in mind, there are certain things that we simply can't do right now. Things that I want to do, but we simply can't do it. Like, I would love to watch Go Rangers and come in here and talk about it.
And maybe, like, the openings and stuff like that.
That is something that we are still in mass debate about, and...
Because technically, if we did it, it would have to be a podcast only.
Yeah.
Yes, because we can get away with some of it.
Literally.
The only other way.
Even though we're not monetized, the YouTube channel would be shut completely.
The only other way you could do it is to do less than 10-second clips of each song, and even then you're probably going to get tagged.
Yeah.
And also, 10 seconds are not always enough to showcase what that song was. Because, like, if you're talking about, like, we were talking about the Japanese and the American themes. Once you get to the American theme of Zio, if you're missing that beginning junction that then jumps into our original song, you're missing part of what that song is. You can't just jump into the end where it's like, where it's talking powered up for more and then go Zio and then at the end it's go, go Power Rangers. But the start is very important where it does that and then it does that Zio, then it does the original theme, bum, 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 then it jumps. That is actually significant to what the original song was and why we have moved to a new era and what that signifies. It makes the song bigger than the song itself because it ties into the actual fandom and all the stuff at large. But we wouldn't be able to do that because we can't actually let you hear that whole song.
Right.
I was going to say, what if we did some like weird speed up chipmunk version of it?
It would keep us from being tagged, but it would also ruin what those songs are.
Right.
So it would be hard to talk about how this was really cool or this is dumb, and then somebody that never actually heard it would be hearing it in 2x speed or whatever, and they'd be like, this sounds dumb.
Yeah, 2 or 3x speed. However, again, if we do set it up to be like a podcast only, then that's where we would say, and remember, keep going back to the frickin' podcast where you can hear the whole thing. And then when it comes down to editing, Scott only has to go, okay, here's where the song starts, clip. Here's where the song ends, clip.
I have no idea.
Speed that up.
I have no idea. We're still in high debate how to make that work because we're going to get tagged for it. And then there's another thing. Right now, if YouTube tags us, that's not a big deal. If YouTube tags us, they take a video down or we have to replace something and I shrug my shoulders about it, nothing really happened to anybody.
Right.
But if we got tagged on our website, that's not a tag like from YouTube representation because somebody told YouTube to tell us to stop that shit.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate we might go to court for copyright infringement.
Yep.
Because that is on our network that is being broadcast out. And fair use does not cover, we let you hear all 40 theme songs incomplete. Yep. That's not, we're not going to get away with fair use. It was fair use. It doesn't matter that there's 17 hours of music here.
We talked over it and blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't tie in. But this is your chance. It's going to be there. That's where you go. Or whatever kind of topics, whatever kind of outlandish questions, whatever you think we could talk about, should talk about, must talk about, that's your opportunity. And then we're going to go through that list on the 150 episode.
Yep. So now I think we're done. So go back to the old Bill saying, hey, did you like that? Go to the website and do stuff.
By the way, I'm playing Star Trek.
If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.